Welcome to episode 68 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we're going to taste a number of IPAs, all from the south, or the south of where we are.
South of here.
South of Maryland. Yeah, so I think we should dive into the first one.
All right.
This is from Due South Brewing Company. Also, I should say, we're recording outside. You may hear some cars going by. You may hear birds, other background noise, but it's just too nice a day.
Flowers blooming.
That's right.
Birds, bees, all kinds of spring new life coming here.
And we're so happy it's spring.
And I think I think we did a New Year's and now spring. We kind of missed all of February.
We had a little bit of a gap, but that's fine.
The entire month actually has the word brew in it, and we couldn't get together for one episode.
It's what happens with this show sometimes.
Does it actually have the word brew in it? Or am I pronouncing
February?
It wrong?
February.
It's February. Is it?
It has an R in there.
February. Nuclear alert. February.
So this is Category 3 India Pale Ale from Due South Brewing Company, poured with a nice big bubbled puffy head.
Yeah. Now, this IPA came from my sojourn over Christmas down south of Florida. So
it's a few months out.
It has settled a bit. This is as we're in spring, and this was a Christmas purchase. But it does have a nice rocky head. It's got a cloudy
orange. Amber orange, yeah.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to be quick. Sun's going to set.
Yeah. I get some floral notes, maybe?
Yeah. I'm getting a little apricot. It's not total citrus, like apple-y, but not quite. Definitely got a floral sweet taste.
Do you get bitterness?
No.
Really?
You get bitterness?
I get floral. I get some floral taste, but I immediately got some bitterness.
I got no bitterness, but...
Really?
You get a little bit, I guess.
It's kind of drying out my tongue a little bit.
Could be that I haven't shaved my tongue recently. Oh, now I'm getting it. It really is. Maybe it's just penetrating my tongue.
Okay, about any, since it's been a while, any beer experiences that we've had.
Go right to beer experiences?
Yeah.
All right, well, you go ahead then.
Well, I just got back from another trip to Vancouver, British Columbia, in the 51st state, Canada.
Yes!
And I don't have too much to talk about, but I did visit my favorite bar out there. It's called my favorite beer bar. It's called the Alibi Room. It's in the fringes, the end of Gastown there, in the old part of Vancouver.
Before you go on any further, Did you see any episodes of Arrow and or Flash being filmed?
They were setting up a bunch of lights to film something I didn't see. It's always, constant. Every time I'm there, they're filming something. It's not even a big deal anymore. There's always crews like out laying up lights, laying the electrical cords down, the ramps over the electrical cords, the craft service truck over there.
Yeah, I guess.
Everywhere. So it's not even a big deal, and sometimes I'll ask what they're filming, but I didn't this time. I was too busy.
Are you a fan of those CW superhero shows?
Oh yeah, the Flash.
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of the others, but
Flash is awesome.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the big reasons I watch the shows though is because it's filmed.
In Vancouver, I've been there,
and I know the city pretty well. So nice. I'm like, you know, I was watching Legends of Tomorrow. That's right there. That's right out of my freaking office building. I can see that's the helipad. They're filming from the helipad back toward the city. That's where the
cool,
spaceship
man.
Was. Yeah, so.
Did you see the spaceship from your office?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it might have been
cloaked.
Was
it a real spaceship?
It was cloaked.
Oh, it was cloaked. Right. We're talking about Legends of Tomorrow with that cloaking technology. Got it.
Yeah.
So what beers Alibi like? Do they have a bunch of
Portland
beers?
They have a lot of stuff from the Pacific Northwest, a lot of stuff from Washington State, a lot of stuff from British Columbia. I think they try to get as much stuff from British Columbia as possible.
Have you ever smuggled any of that back?
We had a couple of the beers that I brought back on previous episodes. We had a Driftwood Fat Tug IPA.
Fat Tug, I remember that by the name.
that's one of my go-to beers while I'm out there because it's pretty widely distributed out there. I had two IPAs, from British Columbia. I had a sour, and I had a double. I think they were all from British Columbia. They're all very good. Anyway, they have 50 or so beers on draft at this place. Decent food, kind of communal seating type area.
But nice.
It's a very cool place to go and hang out and drink beer. And
how was the weather?
I got the paddle. I got the... Oh, it was horrible. It was raining the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I can groove on the Pacific Northwest, but some, I get that weather would be a drag after a while.
Yeah. I mean, it was like while it was warm and nice here, it was rainy and dreary every single day I was there.
Well, that's awesome. Shall we do any of the marketing facts about this Category 3 IPA?
Yeah.
So, from the website, it's brewed with loads of malts and hops. This Golden India Pale Ale is true to the style while maintaining a balance between malty and bitter. Okay.
It's a special blend of American hops.
There we go.
Right?
That give this beer, I guess that's on the can too, its unique flavor. Although fruity and citrusy, this beer only has four ingredients: malt, hops, yeast, and water. That's the best thing.
6.1%. It's probably faded in some of the flavors a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still a nice IPA.
I definitely like it.
Yeah, it's a good starter. Good warm up the old taste buds.
Surely do. So, interesting fact, this is the first beer Mike ever entered in a homebrew competition, and it received an award that day. It was at Havana Hideout in Lake Worth, Florida. So, I'm guessing Mike is the lead brewer there. But Due South is located in Florida, in Boynton Beach, Florida. And their phone number is 463-BEER.
Nice.
All right, any more topics on this?
No, it's good. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I think my taste buds are just warming up.
All right.
The next beer tonight is from Southbound Brewing Company.
Moving north from Florida.
This is from out of Savannah, Georgia. This is their Hoplin IPA.
Now, this is the first brewery, or reportedly the first brewery, in Savannah, Georgia.
According to them.
According to their website. Filled with flash or animation and lots of Coca-Cola.
Browser stuff breaks out. Yeah, Coca-Cola's on the can, too. It says, break out that old tie-dye and throw on a best-of album. Squirrels!
Two squirrels! I literally got distracted by two squirrels running, just like the dogs know.
This has a nice tannish, whitish.
Look at that!
Head?
Look at that effervescence coming off the bottom, but it's very clear.
Yep, not as cloudy as the last one for sure.
Well filtered.
Yeah. Yep.
Another one with a very nice head, very frothy. So the Coca-Cola goes nice with the Omegang Lion.
Well,
right, kind of have that. Now, this has also been sitting a while, so the bouquet might be faded.
Yeah, I don't get too much bouquet, do you?
Not at all.
Maybe a little bit of breadiness? I wouldn't. Let's see.
I get a little sweet fruit underneath the malt. Like floral fruit. All right, no bitter, right? I'm not getting bitter at all this time.
No, not much bitter at all. There's a little bit of the drying sensation.
Right at the end,
my
throat.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
But,
Well, there's some flavor there that's a little unique. What is that? What would you call that?
I get it's
like
a floral fruit.
Dried fruit type thing or something?
I'm getting a flowery fruit flavor. Let's go to the marketing material.
Well, what do they say?
Dude, they're obviously a Drupal site. They still have the icon on their tabs. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, this smooth, medium-bodied American IPA will hit the spot. The intense
citrus and pine aroma.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe you should read it because I don't know how
and
to read.
And taste is accompanied with a slight hint of caramel. After a huge dry hopping, one whiff of this guy will have you breaking out that old tie-dye and throwing on a best of album. See, now that's not me. They don't know me at all.
You have never worn a tie-dye as long
I'm
as I've ever known
you.
I'm
not a tie-dye guy. You know, I know that one Grateful Dead song, Touch of Grey, and that's about it.
Wait, what's the other one that everybody knows?
I don't know. I only know that one because it was on MTV, you know, with the
skeletons. Oh, right, that was right before everybody died.
The hops: Magnum, Amarillo, Centennial, Cascade, Chinook, and Citra. This is how many? What's the percentage on this guy?
6.2.
They call it an American Indian Pale Ale. Life's a trip. Head southbound, is what they say on the can as well. Bunch of hippies down there. It seems like.
Well, I've heard tale and always wanted to make a pit stop on my travels to Florida, and one of these days I'll do it.
Savannah?
But Savannah is a really cool burg city, yeah, to hang out in. Particularly, apparently they have one of the top 5 or 10 St. Patty's Day. Is it St. Patrick's Day today?
Or was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
I saw people dressed up yesterday, and Metro's broke today, so.
Oh, no, yesterday they were dressed up because of the Caps game, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Yesterday was the Ides of March. Day before that was Pi
Today's
Day.
Today's the
tomorrow.
18th.
It's tomorrow.
No, it isn't. It's the 16th, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
All right. So Savannah's supposed to have one of the best St. Patrick's... Can you still hear me? One of the best St. Patrick's Day parades and celebrations in the country. So in honor of that, that's okay, IPA.
So did... Well, we talked about beer experiences. Do you have anything else to talk about?
So how about feedback from our last show? So we didn't get any feedback from our last show, but we did get some feedback on one of our great videos.
One of our youtube.com/CNBC podcast videos.
And it's feedback from someone that we don't know.
Yes.
So the massive viewing of 29, yes, from our incredible appeal. Our feedback was correcting our video where we drank the wonderful sour from, was it Anderson?
Anderson Valley, yeah.
Anderson Valley. That, first off, I was pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yeah.
It's apparently, according to the pronunciation stressed in his comment and response, Goza.
Goza.
Goza. That's how, like, you say
that's
it.
That's how my kids would say it. Goza.
Goza. Sour malts and salt. P.S. You are a baby.
Yes, you were a baby.
I was a terrible baby. That stuff was incredibly intense. But for those of you who didn't see it, go check us out at youtube.com/CNBC.
You can watch Mike shiver and shake and recoil.
It was intense, man. I can see why they gave you a case of it. Like, yeah, we're not drinking this shit. I do like the goza, not goes, as I was saying.
Yeah.
But that one was particularly piquant.
Mm-hmm.
That's feedback from last show. Any final thoughts on this one?
You know, it's nice IPA. It's not.
It's kind of like an IPA that's kicking back like a dirty hippie.
I mean, yeah.
Except there's not much patchouli dirty in it. It's more the fruity hippie.
You know, these first two IPAs, they were good IPAs. Nothing to write home about, I would say. But
in
good
full defense,
IPAs.
In full defense of these cans, they are 3 to 4 months old.
Uh-huh.
So they could have
melted. But they're in cans, so they probably kept pretty well.
All right.
Oh, by the way, all these IPAs we're drinking tonight are in cans. Cans are just taking over craft beer.
Yeah. Remember when it was just Oscar Blues?
Yep.
Like, the only option you had was American Pilsners from the mega breweries or...
Yep. Now you can go camping and hiking with whatever beer style.
Hell, man, they're coming up with powdered beer now. Which is the best thing for hiking, I
so
would
you
imagine.
Can, or how about this for tubing down the lazy river in the summertime?
Yeah,
and you drop the, you know, you tie your little six pack of beer to the trail behind you in the cold water.
Yes, absolutely. Tubing, canoeing, that's what the last beer will be reminiscent of, the West Virginia one.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Wild and wonderful. Draw up scenes of that. But yeah, man, they're actually trying to come up with powdered alcohol. I think we talked about it once before.
We did, rehydrated beer.
But yeah, they're at the organization of which I'm familiar with, that's a government agency in charge of regulating and taxing said products.
Yes.
They're discussing how the hell they're going to handle that particular that innovation and permutation of it. So stay tuned. So shall we move on to the next one?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so...
Another Georgia beer.
We've tried
but
many
this one from Athens.
We've tried some from this company before.
Yeah, did we have this one?
We may have had it. I don't know, but I will tell you this. terrapin has become way more prevalent, and you can get it up here now.
Yeah, you can.
And I remember when I first saw it, the only place I had seen it was in Florida when I got it the first time, and since then I see it all over the place.
So you gave away the brewery Terrapin Beer Company out of Athens, Georgia. This is their Hopsecutioner IPA. I'm pretty sure we've had this before, but I could be wrong. I don't remember it in the can. I don't remember a can looking like that.
No, we definitely, if we had it, it was in the bottle. To our earlier dialogue of not so many things being in cans.
Yeah.
We are recording, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So, cloudier again. Looked a little more like the first one. It has a nice white puffy head, little bubble. Well, not tiny bubbles, but medium-sized bubble head, I would say.
I'm getting a little of the Rocky action.
I got you a lot of head.
Yeah, Chris, you
gave
me some
you
good
so
head.
Much head.
It was so awesome. What a way to have a happy hour.
So I'm smelling... I smell a little bit more maltiness on this one.
Oh, yeah,
caramel
it's heavy
type
malt.
Stuff.
And whatever detergent was used on my glass or the inside of this can. I'm getting heavy malt.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting is malt. Which is ironic for something called Hopsecutioner.
Well, I guess they might have to balance all that hops. 7.3% on this one.
Woo!
On the top of the can...
That's really fruity.
They have listed...
It's like blueberry fruity.
All the hops. Simcoe, Amarillo, Cascade, Centennial, Warrior, Chinook, and Simcoe... Oh, I said Simcoe already. Simcoe has a TM by it.
Trademark?
Trademark hop.
So is it an engineered... Is
it must
is
be.
Is it owned by... what's that company that owns all the seeds?
So does this mean our body's not going to be able to absorb it because it's not a naturally created thing and it's going to turn it into fat? And we shouldn't drink this beer.
True.
That's probably all beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
that's
everything
that's
we consume. Well, it's that, the sedentary lifestyle, and the inordinate amount of unhealthy food we consume. All combining to a wonderful spare tire and a half.
Yeah, fruity.
Way fruity. Like different, not citrus fruity, like
no.
Berry fruity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you getting
like
berries?
That, yeah.
Yeah, I totally got berries on. This one is supposed to be younger. I got this one in the around the Super Bowl when I went on my beer adventure in West Virginia again.
Are six varieties of hops in a beer enough to lose your hop head over? We at Terrapin think so. So, to prove it, we've made our Hopsecutioner IPA with the choicest buds we could find. We hope you enjoy this killer IPA. Oh, it's a killer IPA because it's a Hopsecutioner. Good. We have the nice turtle on there with a hop grabber thingy.
I really want to know.
And he's cutting off the heads of the hops.
And
the
one
line.
Of these days, I will research it. But when I first saw it, the appeal to me, what is on your shirt?
Maryland. University
and
of Maryland.
What's the big word on the top of your shirt? I swear to God,
Terrapins.
That's my old t-shirt, by the way.
That's not your
we
t-shirt.
Both got the same
we
t-shirt.
We both went to the
back,
same school.
Back in the mid-90s cool. When that was the shirt. But I used to have that shirt. I don't have it anymore. Anyway, sorry. It's Terrapins, right?
Yeah,
our Terrapins. Alma mater, our mascot.
Yes, University of Maryland, College Park.
And why would Georgia have
the University
a Terrapin?
Of Maryland.
The University of Maryland.
I imagine that the critter named after is around these various areas.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to go for the perhaps it's a Maryland alumnus that relocated to Athens and grad school.
Yeah, we already have mosquitoes
stuff.
Out.
Right? That Jeez. Sucks.
Need some more terrapins to eat up these mosquitoes. Do they do that?
I don't know. What.
Have you ever found
turtles
a turtle
eat
in your yard? Or
yeah,
anything?
Usually with my lawnmower. And then it's
Jeez.
Too late. But then it goes, funk! And I was like, what was that? And I see it go, funk. Kids! Oh, never mind.
Jeez.
All right, no, that's only happened like 3 or 4 times. But the other times when I haven't run over with the lawnmower, yes.
Yeah.
Turtles, snakes.
Are they terrapins? Is that a type of turtle?
That's a big turtle.
A terrapin?
Like the diamondback?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Those are waterborne turtles.
Okay, are they the ones that you'll see in the CNO Canal
yes.
when you bike in or walk up and down?
Well, some of those are snappers, though.
Yeah.
But terrapins, I believe, I will be re-educated by, what is it? Who does the reptiles? What are they? Ichthyologists? Whatever those guys are. But I believe terrapins are waterbound. The turtles that I see here are regular box turtles.
Okay. This is a rocky head. It's like there's big hunks hanging to the side of your glass.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All
that massive head that I gave you.
And the Hawk and Loogie type thing going on there. But so before we leave too far to the north into West Virginia on our Southern IPA tasting, big news for Florida beers.
What's that?
Cigar City, one of my favorite beers, and I try to bring back every time I go down there, which I force you guys to drink.
Great brews.
You can see us drinking Florida Cracker.
High Lie.
Their brown ale is one of the few brown ales. I wish I had one left. I'd give it to you. I think I drank them. I do have some High Lie for you to take home.
That's for Jeff. You got to get that to Jeff.
I told him, and he said he can't make it, but maybe Sunday, so we'll see. Anyway, so that great organization putting out those good beers recently just sold.
Oh.
But to dovetail into other parts of our conversation, they sold to Fireman Capital, which is the owner of Oscar Blues, which brews Dale's Pale Ale, which is what we were just talking about as the first canned beer.
And they can their beers, too. We got their beers in cans, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we had both. We had earlier, the earlier ones were in bottles, and the later ones that you're bringing now are in cans, right?
I believe all the Florida Crackers I've ever brought have been in cans.
Have been in cans, okay.
And I think maybe the same for High Lie, but I'm not 100%. Actually, yeah, I think
I'm
everything...
I'm sure we had a High Lie bottle.
Yeah?
We had that on the early episode, yeah.
But regardless, definitely the latest batch and everything I currently have in my fridge for distribution. Again, also aged beyond probably good taste is in cans. But so yeah, it's big news. Now apparently though, before they sold to Oscar Blues, they had signed a non-exclusive with Anheuser-Busch, owners of the Craft Brew Alliance. Mm. Is that they own Craft Brew Alliance, right? With Goose Island and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they bought those guys up. So they were coming after him, but apparently it didn't work out. The day after the term sheet ended, they immediately went to Fireman Capital, and now they're linked up with another organization, which I think is much better than them going into InBev.
Better fit, yeah. I mean, Dale's seems to be doing pretty well under that ownership, so.
Agreed. I mean, they distribute now, they're in North Carolina.
Maybe we'll see this beer up this way.
Hopefully we will, because they've got the North Carolina plant and they can ship up and out, increase their penetration. So let's see. The 7-year-old company, who's extremely limited, Huna Foods Imperial Stout engenders a fanatical international following, will join Oscar Blues, Michigan's little-known Perrin Brewing, and the Utah Brewers Cooperative. Comprised of pioneers of Wasatch Brewery and Squatters Craft Beers to form United Craft Brewers Limited. Fireman created the holding company specifically to fund craft brewery acquisition and is in process of changing its name to Oscar Blues Holding Company. Hmm. Nice.
All right, some beer industry news. Another thing I'm excited about with Terrapin beer, and I'll give a little teaser from the next episode, we've got another Terrapin beer.
We do? Yeah.
I believe so.
Oh, that's right.
And it has a crossover with a little TV show filmed
Another
in
Georgia institution,
right?
That takes place somewhere else south of here.
Takes place in Virginia right now. So the Walking Dead beer from Terrapin, one of those cross-promotional things. Like Oma Gang had the Game of Thrones beers, and apparently Terrapin has a Walking Dead beer. So I'm looking forward to at least, you know, looking at the label. If nothing else.
Fantastic. Any closing thoughts on this one? As it warms up, any change in the profile?
You know, the flavor profile, it's not my favorite flavor profile, I gotta be honest.
The hops aren't particularly intriguing, and there's not enough bitterness.
Yeah.
I don't know if this one's overaged.
I'm not loving it, I'll be honest. But, you know, I drank my whole glass, so.
Well, it is an IPA.
It is beer, after all.
Right.
There's no spitting with beer, guys.
So, on to the next beverage.
Yes. All right, one more beer tonight on our Down South IPA tour. We're up even closer to Maryland. This is from West Virginia. This is from Big Time Brewing Company.
That's Big Timber.
Big Timber Brewing Company. Out of Elkins, West Virginia.
So I'll share a beer experience while we're going through this. As regular listeners know, I'm a big fan of Davis, West Virginia.
Davis, and what's the sister city there?
Thomas.
Mine's okay.
Okay. In that area, there's probably about 2,000 year-round residents. They have four breweries in that location, four brew pubs. And the newest one is Stumptown Brewery, which I got to experience. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I posted photos on the Facebook page. What's our Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CNBC podcast.
Facebook.com/CNBC podcast. So the Stumptown beers that were there, they were actually pretty damn good.
Mm.
They also serve food that's right in downtown Davis. And then the outskirts of Davis, which is like a block and a half away, is the Blackwater Brewing Company. And they do the traditional European-style beers, mostly German. Like, so they don't have the IPAs and all that.
Oktoberfest, so Marzens, and dark lagers and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like the Dunkels and Doubles and the things that I don't know the names of.
Right.
Wurstagers and...
It's cool to go there and get like a different, because we're so IPA saturated that
and
it's
and that's
nice
what
to
that guy's whole thing is.
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm not trying to kill you with IPAs.
Yeah.
Stumptown is more of the here's an IPA, here's another IPA, here's a brown, here's, you know, it's got that standard thing, but they're good. And then there's the other one I brought the cans from. Oh, good Lord. I know it's Seneca Amber and. I really like their stout, Coal Miner Stout. I can't remember the name of the brewery now. Mm. But they serve that stuff up. You went to one of their extensions at Deep Creek Lake.
Yeah. Oh, Mountain State Brewing?
Mountain State Brewing, yeah. That's it. Yeah, so that's right across the border in Thomas. So maybe it's three, it's not four. So they had two, and now this is the third.
Cool.
So anyways, good time, good experience, great picks, good beer.
All right, this beer, so it's a little bit cloudy. It's lighter in color, I would say, more straw than amber.
I bought
this
at a gas station after
on
a lot of drinking at the Purple Fiddle.
All right, it was a nice, puffy white head. It's faded a little bit.
And it's opaque. We do not have the clear. And this is more golden. The other two were, or the other three, were pretty warm. Did you say that? I wasn't paying attention.
I said straw, but golden works as well.
All right. But definitely a lot of hops in the profile.
Yeah, I smell it. I get maybe a little more citrusy. Let's see.
Wow, I don't get any bitterness at all.
Not much.
That's a fruity
maybe
bouquet.
Maybe a little bit at the end.
That's pretty damn good, man.
It's nice.
Now, I don't know if this one melt. Is this a double IPA?
Let's see. This is only 6.5%, so probably doesn't qualify as a double.
Now, it's been on hold since Super Bowl weekend.
Axe for Big Timber. Is that like ask?
Right.
It's axe.
But it has a giant timber axe.
Yeah. Our India Pale Ale pours a light golden color. Hey, we said that. We got that part right. It has a Maris Otter. malt backbone, but allows the focus of the beer, the hops, to shine. Loads of Autanum? Oh, I don't think I've seen that name before. Autanum? Centennial and Chinook hops fill your mouth with that bitterness we love on the first drink.
Okay.
With more subtle pine, floral, and citrus flavors appearing as your palate adapts. This beer finishes clean and dry with a slight lingering bitterness.
So if our palate is wrecked and we're not quite tasting the bitterness that they're professing at the beginning, I'm getting all that secondary flavors that they express in their marketing thing.
Maybe it was, you know, again, this is the danger of the IPA episode.
And all four. Now we're on the fourth one.
Big Timber Brewing Company is located in the heart of the Allegheny Mountains in Elkins, West Virginia. Surrounded by great forests, mountains, and rivers, our name pays homage to the land and local industry that helped build our community. Two of our favorite things are the great outdoors and a good beer. Can't argue with that.
No, and Elkins is not too far from Davis.
With this can, it is possible to enjoy them together. There you go.
Yeah, and now this is the one when you were talking about being on a tube or a canoe. I have going in. These are the, what are they called, tall boys or bombers? They're they come in four packs, not six packs.
16-ounce cans. Yep. The other beers we had were all 12-ounce cans.
This one's pretty damn tasty. I like the balance. It mellowed better than the other three.
It's nice.
So I apologize that all these IPAs are not fresh. But that goes from the not recording an episode for
That's what happens when you skip, 2 months of CNBC.
So, any closing impressions of these beers?
Well, let's do the pick. Which one would be your pick of the day?
So we do the compare and contrast.
We had Due South Brewing Company's Category 3 IPA. We had Southbound Brewing Company's Hoplin IPA. We had Terrapin Beer Company's Hopsecutioner, and we're drinking right now Big Timber Brewing Company's IPA.
So, is it on me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Big Timber.
Yeah.
With a close second, the Due South.
The only one that was a little off for me was the Terrapin. I think maybe because my palate is finally adjusted, the Big Timber is my pick as well.
So which one was the worst? You already said the Hopsecutioner.
Terrapin, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just there was something off for me with that one.
Yeah.
Today.
All right.
Not that it was bad. It wasn't a bad beer. It wasn't an off beer. It just wasn't hitting me right.
So how much do you think is based on the age of the beers, even though they were in cans?
I mean, we've had some IPAs that were really old and still tasted awesome.
That Idle Time?
Yeah.
Was off the...
One example.
Chinook. See what I did there.
And then we've had, I mean, some, especially when they're in bottles, and they were, you know, any kind of skunking or exposure to sunlight, they'll fade even more quickly. Cans tend to last a little longer, I think, or at least they're supposed to. So I don't know how much of that is related to age.
Okay.
It's always better to drink your IPAs fresh, though.
Well, to that note, we're going to have to make sure... Well, these next ones are also old, too. I will stop buying IPAs unless I know we're recording.
Or just it'll make us record.
Better. I like that second one. So that's it for this. Thanks for listening, then, to CNBC Episode 68. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at www.cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cnbcpodcast. We have a Facebook page now, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. And you can see video episodes when we do them. We usually do one each recording session at youtube.com/cnbcpodcast.
So next week, I have some more sad news from the brewing world.
Uh-oh.
Yes. We waited too long.
Yes.
To talk to the Whole Foods Harpoon Brewer.
What happened?
We literally, no joke, absolutely were just informed tonight that the brewer that won the contest at Whole Foods that we kept putting off the interview is no longer with the organization. Therefore, we cannot do an interview with said individual who is currently sponging off his girlfriend.
Well, we'll have to find a new running gag then, because that one is dead now. I'm sure many people are very happy about that.
A man can hide all things excepting twain, that he is drunk and that he is in love. And Tiffany's.
Cheers.
Cheers. Drink good beer.
Drink good beer.
Beep boop. Do you need anything else?
Boop. Aforementioned YouTube things, which will also be future. Let me try that again. At that Twitter site, or that Twitter CNBC podcast.
Try that one again, man.